James Sutton awoke to his mom's screams, and he rushed to his sister's bedroom. "What's going on, Mom?" he asked, as she continued shrieking at the empty bed. "Your sister," she sobbed. "She's gone." "Maybe she went to the store or something."
"The car," she hiccuped, "is still here. She's just gone."
Sutton raced through the house, calling Holly's name, but his younger sister wasn't to be found.
"Do you know who she is dating?"
his mom asked when he returned to his sister's bedroom. She continued to stare at the empty bed, but appeared to be a little calmer. "You think she's snuck out with Joe?" Sutton asked. "Not a chance. He's 15 and doesn't have a car."
"Maybe he used one of their tractors,"
Sutton snorted. "Those old things? He would have had to park it miles away or we'd have heard it."
"Where could she have gone then?"
his mom screeched. "I don't know," Sutton shrugged. "I'll go into Larned and talk to the sheriff," he said after a moment. Larned was only 6 miles away from the house in Pawnee Rock, Kansas. That was about half the distance to the one in Great Bend that nominally patrolled the town. "It's faster and he's got a good reputation for solving cases." Sutton grabbed the keys and went out back to the car. He checked the hood. If it had been driven, it was a long time ago, as the engine was cold. He started to get into the car, but he paused at the door, looking at the lawn. It had rained the night before, and a ring about 10 yards in diameter had been pressed into the grass. His brows knitting, he left the door open and walked over to look. Something had definitely been sitting there, something heavy. But what would have left a 10-yard diameter ring? Sutton shook his head. He had no idea what it might have been. He turned to go back to the car, but stopped, and his jaw dropped. One set of footprints ran from the kitchen doorway straight toward the ring, but stopped 3 yards short of it. He got down to look at the bent grass. The human footprints weren't alone. Something small, like a cat or raccoon, had walked alongside the person. The family didn't have pets, though. Holly was allergic. Sutton didn't have a lot of experience tracking game, but he had enough to make some guesses as he followed the tracks back to the kitchen. There was only one good print in the mud of the bare spot in the lawn, but it confirmed the person was walking barefoot, had a small foot, and was walking away from the kitchen. Holly, along with a cat we don't own. She'd come out of the kitchen door with the cat, walked toward whatever had sat there, and then had jumped into it and gone where? There were no marks of it moving. It looked to have just taken off or something. Shaking his head again, he turned back to the car, but then froze. A second set of cat prints went from the ring to his sister's window. So a cat flew in on something that landed in the yard, got out, and went to talk with Holly. She let him in and exited the kitchen door with him. Then they went back to the cat's thing and disappeared. "Is something wrong?" Sutton's mom called from the kitchen window. "What are you doing? I thought you were going to Larned to talk to the sheriff."
"I am, Mom," Sutton said.
Deciding she probably couldn't handle any more questions than she already had, Sutton got into the car and drove off. The Pawnee County Sheriff's Office was just opening when he pulled into the parking lot, and he took a second to order his thoughts and decide how he wanted to present the information. "In a manner that doesn't make me sound like a complete idiot," Sutton decided. He slapped himself on the forehead. "Why didn't I take pictures with my phone? The grass will be dry and the evidence, if it really was evidence, will be gone when I get back, assuming they don't throw me into a padded room somewhere." Sighing heavily at his oversight, he got out of the car and walked into the brick building. Several people were already waiting, filling out paperwork, so he walked up to the woman at the desk.
"Can I help you, young man?" the woman asked.
Yes. Sutton squared his shoulders. "I'm James Sutton. I'd like to speak to the sheriff, please."
"The sheriff is a busy man. Do you have an appointment?"
Sutton could feel his resolve crumble.
"No, ma'am, but it's really important, and I promise not to waste his time. My mom and I, we really need his help."
The woman's eyes narrowed.
"Has your father been beating you or her?"
"What?"